Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit eBay.com for terms.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Wednesday, August 3rd. And boy, was there a lot happening in the sports world on Tuesday. My gosh, the text between Rob G and I for the number of potential topics to cover on today's podcast just kept going and going. I mean, MLB trade deadline was bonkers. You had one of the biggest trades. They're saying one of the biggest blockbusters in recent MLB history, Soto going to the Padres, just as a upfront newsflash. Your boy happened to secure tickets for Dodgers-Padres this weekend, so that adds an extra level with Soto hopefully going to be in uniform this weekend against the Dodgers. We'll talk a little bit about that deal and one other one. Obviously, there was the big injury in the NFL, and this stinks because every August, as camps open and people get ready for preseason, guys go down. I'll never forget last August, the Jets went out and spent all this money on Carl Lawson, the edge rusher from the Bengals. I was all excited. He's going to fit Saleh's scheme. I'm very excited, pumped up. Achilles out for the season. Before I think even before the first preseason game. I was like, geez, that stinks. Well, the Broncos have lost Tim Patrick, one of their better receivers, for the season. He's done. It's official. Gone. And it's horrible news because, guys, Broncos are a serious Super Bowl contender in the AFC. I know they're in the toughest division. I just like this team a lot. You know I like Russell Wilson. Now, the wide receiver room still has some talent. Cortland Sutton, obviously, is their best receiver, but Jerry Jeudy's very good. I know some people can't deal with the drops. He dropped a couple passes. He's still explosive, guys. Relax. KJ Hamler, young guy, burner. Those three are good. Now, if you add Tim Patrick, holy cow, you got, you know, probably top 5-6 recruiting top 5-6 receiver room in the league. That's how stacked they would be. You toss in Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon. I mean, this offense should be very, very good. The tight end, Albert O, is very good. The offensive line, improved, but not great. It's better than what Russ had in Seattle, at any rate. I think that Patrick story is kind of a big one if you're in Denver. But we're going to quickly start with the biggest story. Obviously, it was Stephen Ross of the Miami Dolphins. Listen, I bemoan the fact that the Jets ownership is terrible. If you heard yesterday's podcast with Ian Rappaport, I even told him, like, Woody Johnson is the pits. Guys, it is really bad when you start looking into Stephen Ross, the greedy, rules don't apply to me Miami Dolphins owner who just got drilled by the NFL on Tuesday for just blatantly trying to cheat. And when you start to break it down, I know Stephen Ross is 82. He's like your grandpa, you know, who just says whatever the hell he wants at Thanksgiving. But think about this for a second. Stephen Ross, since becoming the majority owner in, I believe, 2009, zero playoff wins. And all it is drama, drama, and more drama. Remember, the bullying stuff happened on his watch. That was like a massive eyesore for the NFL, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. You have the Tua Tagovailoa situation. Ross obviously wanted Tua big time. He likes shiny, flashy objects. He wanted Tua over Justin Herbert. Now, I don't have it that the front office wanted Herbert, but I know Ross aggressively wanted Tua. Remember the whole tank for Tua, Alabama quarterback, Nick Saban, blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying. Ross also, by the way, and I saw this while reading the Football Outsiders preview. Ross has always liked hot, cool items. Like, oh, if it's fashionable and now I want it. Joe Philbin was the OC for Aaron Rodgers. Oh, we got to bring him in. Adam Gase was the OC for Peyton Manning. We got to get him in here. It all just total disasters. None of it worked. We'll see what happens with Tua this year. But I did find this interesting in Stephen Ross getting slapped down by the NFL. Unprecedented violations. Now, they lost a 2023 first-round pick, which is interesting because let's say Tua's terrible and they do want to reboot next year in the draft. Let's just say they win five games. The schedule is a lot tougher than last year. They would consider drafting a quarterback. Now, I don't think they're going to be that bad, but no first-round pick, not good. Now, the punishment, the $1.5 million fine is a joke. Ross's net worth, I Googled this, it's a little north of $7 billion. And that's kind of where we begin because Stephen Ross is the guy who was doing all this unprecedented tampering. I just want to point this out. I talked to somebody who knows Ross a little bit on Tuesday. And the first thing they said was, well, and I don't want to make this about politics, but Ross is a Trump guy. He hangs out at Mar-a-Lago. He thinks rules don't apply to him. He thinks he's above the law. My analogy was, if you've seen the great movie with Patrick Swayze, Roadhouse, he goes to this small town and there's this guy who runs the town. He controls everything. And he's a jerk. He just drives in the middle of the road. He takes money from everybody until Patrick Swayze takes him down. That's how Stephen Ross was operating. And you guys can scoff at that and say, oh, Jay, you don't have to bring Trump into it. Listen, the guy's hosted fundraisers for Trump. We know Trump is a I'm above the rules kind of guy. A lot of these rich guys are. But Ross was so blatant about it. The NFL found out he spent 2 years trying to recruit Tom Brady while he was with the Patriots and the Buccaneers. While he was under contract for another team. The owner, the billionaire, the Michigan man, went out and tried like hell to get Tom Brady. Failed both times. Tried like hell back in the day to get Jim Harbaugh as well. Could not make it happen. So the NFL said the anti-tampering policy makes it very clear that Ross was breaking the rules. And he didn't stop at Tom Brady, by the way. He went after Sean Payton while he was still the coach of the Saints. He's saying, oh, Payton, come on, we need to get a winner in here. This was while they had, Flores, and after they hired Mike McDaniel. I mean, it's like, what do you do? You just don't care. They had Tua, And they're still going after Brady. Now, listen, it's one thing if it's free agency and Tom Brady's a free agent and you can dump Tua and get Brady, of course. But Brady was under contract. So then when Brady retired, remember, I had this, I put out this tweet during Super Bowl week. The Super Bowl was here in LA. I'm going to parties. I'm trying to hobnob with all these people who know things. And somebody tells me, yeah, the Dolphins want to bring Brady in to be an owner and then maybe be a quarterback. And I put that out there. And of course, all these people are like, oh, come on, no chance. Now, I put it cryptically. I didn't say Brady. I was like, recently retired quarterback, down on his luck owner. Remember, the owner was being sued by Brian Flores for sham interviews and all this stuff. It's just, Stephen Ross, everything around the guy is a total cluster. Just a complete disaster. Listen, it's a toxic mix. Old dude, billions of dollars, thinks he's above the law. And he's just trying to get, oh, let's get Tom Brady in here. So yet another vote of confidence, right? For your guy, Mike McDaniel, who, by the way, could do some good things with the Dolphins. I was reading the Warren Sharp preview, the Sharp Football. You guys, he came on last week. I hope you went out and got Football Outsiders or the Warren Sharp thing, because he made a great point about the Miami Dolphins 2 years ago ranked dead last, their receivers, in separation. They could not get separation. And thus, you have a quarterback, whether it's Fitzpatrick or Tua, throwing into tight windows. What do they do last year? Let's go out and get Will Fuller, the burner, who can get separation, and Jaylen Waddle in the draft, trade up for him. Well, how did they do in 2021? They ranked 31st, tied with Tennessee, still could not get separation. A large part is because Will Fuller was suspended and then got hurt, basically played a game and a half. The guy who dragged them down big time was Devontae Parker, who ranked dead last in separation in 2020 and 2021. He is now New England's problem. I'm on the New England is going to struggle, guys. Devontae Parker, all these Patriots fans were like, oh yeah, Devontae Parker. If you think he's going to go up and make contested catches, he'll probably make a few, but he ain't getting separation. Nevertheless, Miami, their top three receivers are now separation stars. Tyreek Hill, duh. Cedric Wilson, the speedy guy in Dallas. He was top 30. And obviously Jaylen Waddle, who's quick, and they moved up to draft him. So they're going to look totally different offensively. And of course, McDaniel, going to bring in the Kyle Shanahan offense, quick passes, get the ball out, let's make the yak happen. They don't quite have a Deebo Samuel, but Hill, Wilson, and Waddle are going to eat. There's a scenario where if Tua can get some protection, because he was terrible when pressured last year, he could be a good fantasy quarterback. He's going to have a lot of yards. And yes, we're getting close to fantasy football time. I have checked in with now former ESPN fantasy guy, Matthew Berry. I've known him for a while. He's come on the podcast every fall that we've had the podcast to talk fantasy. He will be coming on here in the next couple of weeks. It'll be this month. That's all. That's the only lock, is it's happening this month. But bottom line, like, Miami is set up for a little bit maybe of success. And of course, now you've got Stephen Ross with his embarrassment wiping Deshaun Watson off the front page. And now it's like, oh, they're trying to steal Tom Brady via tampering that Roger Goodell said was unprecedented scope and severity. I mean, the punishment doesn't really match it. Six games is nothing. But goodness gracious, what an embarrassment for the NFL. And, you know, not a great week for the league with the Watson suspension. Still no word on if the league is going to appeal the suspension and go for more. If you missed Ian Rappaport yesterday, it's pretty good. He makes it sound like there will not be one, because if the league does that, they are then basically looking at the judge, the woman, and saying, you didn't do a good job. And they're looking at their own appeals process and saying, it stinks. It doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense for them to appeal, but we'll see what happens with Watson.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts. Not just any expert, sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Before I get to baseball, I did get this text early this morning that Kevin Durant is going to be meeting with Joe Tsai, the owner of the Nets. And again, it's August, it's football time, but I need to just get this in. This came from some basketball insiders. It's unclear who originated this, but it didn't come from Woj or any of the other guys, Chris Haynes or any of them. So as the story goes, Durant, you know, unhappy, perhaps unhappy he was not dealt, is now meeting with the Nets owner, and Durant's guy, Rich Kleiman, went to, I guess, some WNBA game or something, and Joe Tsai's wife was there, the billionaire owner of the Nets. And Kleiman and the wife had like a good moment. They were hanging out, whatever. So there are people trying to put together breadcrumbs saying, well, maybe KD backs off his stance. We don't know. We have no idea. Kevin Durant could go in and say, damn it, you didn't trade me. I'm pissed. I'm not showing up at camp. This is unacceptable. Then the Nets have a decision to make. They either say, Kevin, you want to do that? That's fine. That's on you. We're not trading you. Or they could come to some kind of agreement where Kevin Durant comes back. They say, listen, Kyrie's back. KD, just come back. Let's give it one more chance. Cue the Biggie one more chance song. And we're adding Ben Simmons. I made this argument, I think, late June, early July. With Durant, Kyrie, Ben Simmons, this is a top five roster in the league. They've got some studs. Now, do the parts go together? I don't know. But Kevin Durant meeting with the owners, kind of, sort of, interesting.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Now we finally kind of have to move to Major League Baseball. And the big move is my Yankees dumping Joey Gallo. Just kidding. Just kidding. But the Dodgers did make a good move trying to rescue Gallo off the scrap heap. Goodness gracious. Guys, I tried to look at Gallo because I was like, man, he was really good back in the day. Back with Texas, he hit 41 homers, then he hit 40. I looked at his numbers with the Yankees, and there is that narrative that some people just can't handle New York. The spotlight is too big, right? Aaron Boone, the Yankees manager, is even saying that New York had an adverse effect on Gallo. Guys, last year he hit 160. He had 88 strikeouts and 30 hits. Like, basically 3-1. Strikeouts to hits. Now, even when he was in his prime, it was still 2-1, but 3-1 is very bad in a loaded lineup. And this year, with the Yankees, he's batting 159, 102 strikeouts, 37 hits. Again, close to that 3-1 ratio. He has been, now, he's always been a big swing for the fences guy, like a Cecil Fielder. I don't know, 80s MLB fans will remember Rob Deer. He's been one of these, I'm going to swing for the fences guy. And I get that. That's his thing. But he's just whiffing badly with the Yankees. So now maybe he resurrects things with the Dodgers. But the big move, obviously, is the Padres landing Mr. Soto. They're calling this a seminal moment in Major League Baseball. National fans weeping. It's got to be a devastating time. Soto helped them win the World Series a few years ago, and now the Nationals are the worst team in baseball. They have a great farm system. Whoop-de-damn-do. What's that going to get you? You know, top five farm system. And they're going to watch Soto go to the Padres in a lineup with Machado and pretty soon Tatis that is somewhat filthy. I mean, the guy's 23 years old, and the numbers that Soto has put up, and he hasn't been amazing this year. He hasn't been otherworldly, although he was very, very, very good in July, which could portend some things to come. It's possible that he was simply rattled by all this trade stuff. But the guy I work with, Ben Verlander, does some great stuff for Fox, had a comparison. Juan Soto versus Ted Williams through their first 565 games. So this is a larger than nothing sample size. 565 games. Soto, 119 homers, 464 intentional walks. Ted Williams, 118 homers, 468 intentional walks. Nearly identical to Ted Williams. Ted Williams, by the way, had about 80 more plate appearances than Soto. Folks, Juan Soto, his trajectory compares favorably with, like, legendary all-time greats. The potential for the Padres is off the charts. Now, I did look it up. The Padres have one postseason series win this century. That was in 2020. They did get swept by the Dodgers in the next round. But if you are listening to this in LA, and I know we have a lot of LA listeners based on the numbers the podcast provides, you're setting up for Padres-Dodgers, not only this weekend, which I'm going to be fortunate enough to go to. I will be at the Sunday night game. We do have very, very good seats. I may be making some funny gestures if you are watching this game. Yes, we have those good of seats. You got to splurge every now and then and try to get lucky. So not only do you set up Padres-Dodgers as like a, what are they? It's not the 405, is it? I'm still new to the highways out here. San Diego is like a depends when you leave. It's like a 2-3 hour drive. I guess from Dodger Stadium, it's probably closer to 3. Where I live in the South Bay, you could do it in 2 on a good day. Maybe 2.5. But either way, it's setting up for a pretty damn good rivalry here in the coming years. And of course, Dodgers fans, you know, with deep pockets, are like, hey, Soto's a free agent in 2024, guys. Keep him warm over there for us, you know? And Dodgers fans are excited. They think they're going to get Soto in a few years. And that's entirely possible. But you got to give the Padres props for spending here because they are, I mean, they're going all in. And with Machado, Tatis comes back, I think I saw like 2 weeks he's going to be back. Those three near the top of the order, it's going to be really exciting. The Major League Baseball postseason, the night games, because the Padres are going to be in the playoffs. I don't know how many of you guys follow the Padres. They haven't been very good for a while, but you know, just looking at the standings, obviously the Dodgers are the best team in the NL, and the Padres, you know, they're probably not going to catch the Dodgers. Can I say probably not? I think it's confident they're not going to catch them, but they will be a wild card team. And you're looking at a pretty good postseason if you can get the Dodgers, the Padres, and if the Mets can finagle a way to get, can the Mets get it? It's tough, but the Major League Baseball playoffs should be very, very good. Obviously, my Yankees-Dodgers is what everybody's rooting for, but you know, if the Mets can hold on and not gag it, you're looking at Mets, Dodgers, Padres, Braves, Brewers, Cardinals. I mean, those are some pretty good heavyweights. Philly playing above their weight class right now. I don't know if that'll hold up. It doesn't look like the Giants are going to get there, but Padres getting in, and that's some good, those are some big-time teams, teams that matter, the Brewers, the Cardinals, people love them in the heartland. Then you got the Mets on the East Coast, the Braves in the South. Like, that's good for baseball. Obviously, I'm a company guy working at Fox, and we have the postseason and the World Series. This is going to be, as you guys know, just an incredible fall for sports.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And it would be remiss of me to talk all that baseball without mentioning the passing of the legendary announcer, Vin Scully. Passed away at the age of 94 late last night. And without question, Vin Scully, one of the greatest announcers in baseball history. You could argue he is maybe the best play-by-play announcer in baseball history or all of sports. He's certainly up there. The guy is one of the greats. I mean, the voice, the history with the Dodgers, the connection to the team. I mean, his story is a great one. I actually sat with my son last night and made him watch this, you know, 4-minute tribute that the Dodgers put out. It's just outstanding. And of course, highlighted by the Kirk Gibson home run. I think I've told this story before. I don't know if I have on the pod. I've told it before on maybe my Saturday radio show, but I had lobbied my parents hard at the age of, like, I don't know, 12 or 11, 13, whatever the age was, to get a TV in my room. And this was no cable or anything. This was just the network TV. And I was staying up late for the World Series Game 1, A's Dodgers, and I'm watching the first inning. Jose Canseco hits a home run, a grand slam, and the A's are winning. I was a big Bash Brothers guy, obviously. Canseco, McGuire, had the poster, all that stuff. And I fall asleep. And I wake up the next morning, you know, my parents had turned the TV off, and this was like not where like you could just pick up a phone and go find the score instantly while you're still in bed. You had to like hunt, you had to like do some work. Like I had to turn on the TV and then like wait for the sports news segment to come on or whatever. And I see the Kirk Gibson home run, and I was just like devastated that I somehow missed this. And the legendary call by Scully, because of course they're playing the call by Scully because it was so good. And Kirk Gibson jogging around the bases, the arm pumping it. Yeah, you know, the injury. It's just one of those great moments, and I missed it. I was so disappointed. But I'll never forget hearing it for the first time with Scully calling it. And I was just like, oh my gosh, what a night. And the passing of Vin Scully, obviously he'll be missed by Dodgers fans. I'm sure there'll be tributes big time by Major League Baseball this week. So I thought we'd wrap the podcast up with a quick, you know, shout out Vin Scully, one of the best to ever do it. Big fan. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.